some more NBA awards talk coming up here in just a little bit. So get ready for that. We'll have community quick hits coming up at 6:10. Right now, though, it is time for men's jewelry talk. Or more specifically, our own history of men's jewelry through the years.
Well, Danny brought this up yesterday because we've all went, I say that, we may not have, I don't know. We've all had phases where jewelry of one kind or another was on our bodies. Now, you look around right now, and I'm looking at everyone here, I don't think there is one piece of anything on anybody. A watch? Are you counting a watch as jewelry?
I don't know if it's necessary. It's more of an accessory, but I became addicted to watches years ago, and I feel naked without one. And I like having it because it's a better, more convenient timepiece than having to fish your phone out of your pocket to see what time it is. I like just being able to look at my wrist and not have to get the phone.
But there's nothing. There's no...
Mm-mm. No wristbands or bracelets, no necklaces,
earrings, piercings,
nope,
rings,
no rings, nothing. I don't think anybody, other than maybe a wedding band, I don't think anybody on this show wears jewelry.
Any type of. And I'd like to start with Mino because I'm wondering if you wore in high school any sort of chain or...
Man, I graduated high school in 07, so middle school, high school was very... I was very early 2000s with gelled hair. I think I just got my driver's license renewed on my birthday in October, but before that was the same picture I've had since I was 15, and I wore puka shell necklaces. Or it was a puka shell necklace when I was... 14, 15 years old, and I had that in my driver's license picture. And after that, I had like a sterling silver, like tiny chain, and it had my football number on it because I thought it was cool. And it was bad. It was really bad. I never wore rings or anything other than that, really. But I had like those Lance Armstrong silly bracelets.
Yeah, that didn't count.
Had one of those for a little bit, but yeah, that's about it. But it was not good.
Ty, did you ever wear anything?
I used to in junior high wear the chain link bracelet. I think I got one of those for Christmas one year that had my name on it.
Like Ty Walker?
It just said Ty on it.
Okay.
And it they got
they saved money on engraving.
Yes. Other than that, I had my ear pierced in college, and that was about it.
Whoa, really?
Yeah.
Whoa. The great beast
there.
With his ear pierced?
Crazy, isn't it? That was
Man.
It.
So y'all will be very disappointed to know that what you see now, the current form of 50-year-old me almost, is not far away from what it's been like since I was 15. Now, Uncle Bill... who I've referenced on this program quite a bit.
Mentioned Uncle Bill.
Who loved the Cowboys and the
Cowboys cheerleaders
more than anything. He and my Aunt Sis, they like to wear jewelry. And they thought when I was 15 that they would get me a gold, like a solid gold necklace.
Okay.
What a pimp.
Like a chain necklace. And I wore that. And this is in like the mid-80s. And I remember wearing that. And I would put it on at night and take it off, you know, when I went to bed and all that. And I honestly do not know when I stopped wearing it. It was within the year.
You kind of looked at it one day and said, yeah, I'm done with this thing.
Yeah, not really. Thanks a lot, Uncle Bill, but I'm not into gold jewelry. And beyond that, and one necklace that my wife bought me that was basically a black rope chain that on the end of it had a dog tag with both of our kids. It said, like, Ike with his birthday on it, and the other side said Van with his birthday on it. Other than that, never worn one thing, ever.
Where's the kid necklace now?
It's in my drawer at home.
But you'll never wear it? Ever again?
No. I wore it for a while. I remember wearing it in 2000.
Wear it up here tomorrow and let us see it.
Okay, yeah. I think you would remember it. There are photos out there with me. It's just a black little rope with a little silver thing that hangs down with a dog tag, and that's it. And the end. End of story with me and jewelry. Like, never. No puka shells, no hippie stuff, no nothing.
I wish I had the same story to tell.
Go ahead.
Very much like Ty, I think my jewelry career began with some type of ID bracelet that had medical information maybe on the other side of it. Date of birth, allergies, like a med alert bracelet.
Yeah.
Gosh, and then early 20s, it could have been... There was always stuff in high school that... You'd get gifts, grandparents. Here's a gold chain.
Gold chains were big.
What the hell? And you'd wear it and then realize how ridiculous it looked and then put it away. Early 20s, both of the ears pierced, twice in the left, one in the right. I've had shark tooth dangly earrings, studs, hoops. Yeah. Bracelets, like a cross necklace.
Now, were you ever...
It was all, like, band-related stuff, just trying to be cool with, like, accessories.
I was going
to
say, over-braceleted? Like, would you wear, like...
No, not, like, insane. Not, like, 50 things, but, you know, you wear some stuff.
You were in a... You were in a band people wore.
Yes, you aspired to look like Aerosmith.
Yes, you did.
So, yeah, I wore a lot of dumb crap like that, but it was more just trying to accessorize your ridiculous stage outfit crap. And then I remember when I turned 30, I went with two of my friends, two buddies. We went to Puerto Vallarta, and I think a girl there talked me into wearing some type of ankle bracelet for a week.
Oh, yeah. Here we go.
Yeah. She might have given it to me.
Ankle bracelet.
Yeah. Like a ropey, kind of islandy, homemade, bought on the street thing.
Yeah.
Like gold or...
Like I just said, real ropey, okay. Handmade thing that you got on the street. Not a gold metal chain. And then after that, I didn't really wear much of anything. I think I did wear some type of dog tag configuration during the early 90s, because I thought dog tag, like ID tags, military tags, I had a couple of those. But then after that, nothing until Carter passed away, and he used to wear this necklace that it was just a leather thing, and it had a pendant on it that looked like a Swiss Army flag. And his girlfriend had those made for me and Ward. Is his two best friends. So okay. We had like a replica of the necklace that he wore, all the time. And I wore that for a while and I think I lost it.
Is it a lot like when Eddie gives Clark the shoes? Saw you looking at this. Yeah, Clark.
Remember how much you commented on mine the last time I saw you.
She's like, I noticed how you always looked at Carter's necklace.
Yeah. It was a cool necklace. I was happy to wear it. I just think I misplaced it at one point.
But
since then, I think I had a thick leather cuff wristband that I wore.
I remember that.
Because Elliot Smith had one, and I wanted one.
In the early 2000s, cool. I remember you wearing that.
Yeah, like 20 years ago. I did wear one of those for off and on. But yeah, since that, nothing. No necklaces, no earrings, no anything. Just a watch. And I... can't imagine a scenario where I would ever wear a piece of jewelry again for the rest of my life. What about you, Mike?
Mike?
Well, my jewelry scene has been extremely, extremely limited over the years. I'm sorry to disappoint you.
No, it's okay.
But in high school, I wore a senior ring. And back then, ID bracelets were all the rage. A lot of guys had ID bracelets and they'd give them the girls they were going steady with and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm. So you just had a closet full of those with all the chicks you were dating?
Well, no, I wasn't dating any chicks because none would date me. But I don't think, I don't remember having one of those. I thought they were kind of cool and I kind of wanted one, but.
You needed a girl.
Yeah, you to really pull off the bit, you did need a girl.
You needed a non-inflatable woman.
Right. And that was a little bit outside the realm for me back then. Then in the hippie years, I used to have this brown leather wristband, small thin wristband thing that I would wear. And then later on, I had an even smaller one made out of little beads.
Yeah.
That I would wear. And after that, let's see, I've never had any ears pierced or anything like that. Never worn rings. Did wear a gold chain necklace for a while in the 80s.
Oh, yeah. I bet you did.
And it was very unobtrusive. It was very small. And I can't even remember what got me going on it, but somebody gave it to me. And
well, you needed something to hang your Coke spoon on,
that's
I think.
That's true.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't have a Coke spoon.
He got it because a guy didn't have any cash to pay for his blow. So he just, hey, man, this thing's like worth $300. He gave him a necklace.
But I don't know what happened to that. And after that, no rings. I like watches. And if I had one that I liked, I would wear it. But right now I don't, and I haven't for some time. But even if I did, it would be more utilitarian than any kind of piece.
Right.
Or anything like that.
Is a cell phone clip considered jewelry?
No, because he would be very guilty of that.
No, I've never worn a cell phone
like
clip.
Like a solid silver one?
That says Ryan's on it?
Right.
So that's the story of offstage jewelry. Now, does band stuff count?
Yes! I just went through 90% of my jewelry career was band stuff.
All right. There was a period there where I was in bands, and at this time, David Bowie was starting to come out, and we were encouraged by guys who would book us, agents and whatnot, that we needed to dress up on stage and we needed to be flashy on stage. And they would tell us, look, got to get you guys some flashy clothes and you need to get some jewelry. And so I was talking to my mom about this one time and she said, well, come in here. And she got into one of her drawers and got out this jewelry box that I'd never gone through before. And there was all kinds of stuff that would just fit wonderfully. Bracelets, necklaces, and stuff. I mean, it was all fake and everything,
yeah,
but it would do the trick.
So you rummaged through your mom's jewelry box.
Yes, I rummaged through my mom's jewelry box.
So you could play in your Mott the Hoople tribute band.
And I started wearing that stuff on stage.
There's got to be photos of this circulating somewhere, right? What bands were this? You know what? Let's take a break and carry this over because I'm going to talk about the modern state of men's jewelry and where we sit today.
Great.
All right.